Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll discuss the topic of brokers cross-selling products. Wall Street's army of financial advisors has long told clients which stocks, bonds, and mutual funds to buy. Now many of those pros are adding mortgages to their pitch list. Let's be clear right from the start, there is a crucial, very big difference between brokers and advisors. I'll get to more of that in a moment. Thanks to the hangover from financial crisis losses and new rules that limit risk-taking, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Wells Fargo, and other brand-name banks are looking to rekindle growth by asking their advisors and brokers to peddle a range of lending products such as credit cards, home equity loans, and mortgages. Banks argue that clients win since the cross-selling strategy encourages advisors to take a more holistic view of their clients' financial life. Regulators and consumer groups counter that the practice may spur advisors to seek extra fees and commissions rather than put their clients' interests first. The traditional stockbroker sells stocks and mutual funds, but price pressure from online brokerages and a series of high-profile scandals, including one in which brokerage research turned out to be tainted by investment bank marketing, has changed the game. Rather than salesmen, Wall Street firms have spent the past decade positioning brokers as financial advisors, trusted professionals who help clients pick the best investments regardless of a bank's role in creating them. The leader in cross-selling is Wells Fargo, which became one of the largest U.S. brokerages when it acquired Wachovia. Last year, several big brokerages, including Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, and UBS, began providing better pay incentives for advisors who cross-sell. And as Wall Street firms look to move away from the old sales-driven business model, big brokerage firms' marketing departments haven't been shy about telling potential clients that financial advisors have become trustworthy professional counselors rather than mere salesmen. That means that some clients aren't likely to grasp that a separate set of obligations applies to advice on loans. They say, "I'm your personal CFO. I'm always on your side." While advisors' bonuses for selling products like mortgages remains modest, others say conflicted incentives often seem manageable until it's too late. Having lived through the financial crisis, no one should doubt that a mix of murky regulations and competing sales incentives for mortgages and other loan products can eventually spin out of control. So, when your broker goes from selling products to lending money, you'd better watch your wallet. Know who your advisors or brokers are. Be sure to examine the relationship you have with them and be prepared to ask them how they are compensated. Do they sell anything? Are they doing things that are in their best interest or yours? That's it for now. I'll close here and hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit us at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact our office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you grow and protect your wealth.